Welcome to the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. I am your host, Namita Mahanama. Here, I bring you the synergistic utilization of Western and Eastern modalities to help you thrive in your wellness, to thrive in your mental health, to thrive in life, so that you can feel and be your best self in body, mind, and soul. Thank you for joining me. So, let's jump in together and thrive. So hello and welcome to episode 26 of the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. Now, this is actually our final episode for 2022. It has been an incredible year. It has been one where I have really managed to bring my passion and purpose in my life in a really tangible and execution type of way, if that makes sense. It's something that I started not really sure what it was that I was meant to do. And it was one where I used to work as a pharmacist in a community pharmacy for years and years and years. And I knew from the depth of my soul that whilst I loved all the information that we know and that we learned, that I've learned, that I knew that there was something out there that I was meant to be doing, and I didn't know where it was or what it was that I was meant to do. And I went searching for it in a very logical way, in that scientific type A personality kind of way, where I kind of tried to use logic and reason. But life kind of showed me the path one experience at a time. And it was, I guess, in divine timing, or when it was that I was meant to find it out, that it all came to its fruition, that it came to a space where it was unshakable, it was undeniable as to what it is that I need to be doing here on planet Earth. And it feels like a contract perhaps that my soul has made, where this feels so unbelievably right. It feels like there's a certainty in what it is that I'm trying to do that just feels so connected with who it is that I am and what I stand for and what I believe was why I chose to come here on Earth. And I really learned that from becoming a mother, and not by becoming a mother itself, but through the experience that I endured. And it was almost this perhaps destiny that I stumbled across Ayurveda in this manner, or because of this reason, where I learned, or am learning, forever will learn, the wisdom of this ancient practice. And for me, I just love being able to bridge the gap between Eastern modalities, Eastern practices, Eastern lifestyle strategies and tips and all sorts of aspects, and the Western aspects, understanding Western medicine, understanding Western conditions and physiology and biology and pharmacology and all of the science that is there. But it's enabling me to use this Eastern and Western pillars and bridging that gap, enabling this Eastern philosophy to be used in this modern Western world. Anyway, I'm just talking about myself here, but what I'm doing is really extending my gratitude as to how happy and grateful I am to be recording the final episode of 2022. And I feel really grateful, so blessed to have found my path and to have found my faith in being able to disseminate the information from a very vulnerable, raw space. Yes, from a lived experience space, but also from all of my education, all of my learnings. And I really want to help the world one woman at a time, one partner at a time, one family at a time. And I really want to be able to make a difference. And by saving or helping one person, I feel like all of this was purposeful. It feels like it has meaning. And so as we close upon this year, my heart is full of gratitude. It's full of so much emotion as to how far I've come. It's a real appreciation of the full cycle journey of where I have gone, where I've been, where I have come up from. And I'm so incredibly grateful, and I feel more aligned than I have before. I mean, yes, in my last episode, I was very vocal about how unbalanced I felt, and that's more at a physical plane, at a logistical plane of living here in real life world. But from a deeper spiritual, personal level, I just feel so incredibly grateful of where I am. And my heart is just so full of gratitude and optimism and a lot of blessings. I feel like I have a lot of divine intervention that have helped me along my way, and beautiful earth angels that have helped me take the next step forward and the next step forward. And my hope forevermore is to always be in tune and always be connected to that part of me, and to not get crippled by the noise and the external noise that can happen, that can sometimes make us feel like we've lost our way a little bit, but to forever be connected with that pure internal message and heart-centered space. And so that's my genuine hope for the new year. And so I want to thank you for joining me in these episodes. And my hope is that my message spreads to those women, families, partners, people, mothers, parents who really would benefit from the information. So the Ayurveda, the pharmacist knowledge, the perinatal mental health knowledge, all of the aspects from a Western modality and an Eastern modality. I hope that it reaches the hearts, the ears, the homes of all those who need it. And so that is my wish for 2023. But I'm grateful for all of my beautiful listeners and supporters through this year, absolutely. And I'm so incredibly excited for the new year and all that it will bring and all of the beautiful things that I have in store and in plan. And I look forward to that very, very much. And so what I wanted to do today was to really close with a grounding meditation. And so I'm going to wrap up this chatting part and really thank you for all of your support. And I hope that you take an opportunity to really give gratitude to the aspects of 2022 that you have been grateful for, that you are grateful for, because it's this attitude of gratitude that enables us to raise our vibration, raise the space that we are operating from, to enable more blessings and to enable more things to feel grateful for. And not that that's why we do gratitude practice, to get more. That seems a little bit selfish and a little bit greedy, perhaps. But it comes from a space of, you know, when you go for that next better thought, you'll essentially keep ascending to better thoughts and better thoughts. And when you feel better and you have better thoughts, then what will be around you, what you'll see, what you'll notice, what will surround your presence will forever be better things. And that is my wish for you truly as well. And so what I want you to do is to do this meditation. I will put the exact timestamp so you can skip all of this chit chat to begin with. Go exactly to the meditation. Find a beautiful space where you feel relaxed. It could be on a patch of grass. It could be after you've had a bath. It could be before you're going to have a bath. It could be going for a walk, so a walking meditation, sitting in your ritual space where you might have created whatever it is for you, lighting a candle, lighting some incense, sage sticks to clear the energy, open your windows. But whatever the space that feels right for you, this particular time where you're going to really look after your nervous system, really slow down, really connect with your breath and your body, instead of the thoughts taking control over you, to actually do a guided meditation where you're kind of just following my voice. And so, you know, your thoughts may still wander. Absolutely. That is the nature of it, of the beast. That's how she or he works. And that's okay. There's no judgment. It's pure appreciation for the isness of it, and, you know, It is what it is, and you observe, no judgment, put the thought on the cloud, move on. And so just to focus on the words, try to visualize where we're going with it and allow this space just for you. Don't consider it a luxury. You are worthy and deserving. You absolutely are so incredibly deserving of having some time out, and do it as often as you need, as you want, as you are drawn to. And I hope that it does bring you some peace. Okay. Thank you so much. And I will see you in the new year. And until then, take care. Bye. Now, I want you to find a beautiful space to sit or walk or stand or wherever it is that you feel comfortable. If you're in a seated position, I want you to close your eyes. And we're going to take 10 deep inhalations and exhalation, taking a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take a deep breath in, feeling your chest rise and expand, and exhale. Take a deep breath in through your nose, 3, out through your mouth, 3. Take a deep breath in, 4. Feel your chest expand and rise and fill as you take a deep breath out through your mouth and feel like you're letting go. Deep breath in for 6. And out through your mouth. Deep breath in, 7. And out. In. Out. In and wide. And the last breath in. And exhale. Now, as you sit on the earth, wherever you are, whether it's on a bed or the grass or a chair, wherever you are, imagine a spiral, almost like a corkscrew for a wine bottle, sitting on the base of your spine. Now imagine that it's going down into the earth, spiraling down. Down into the earth, penetrating one layer at a time, tapping into the beauty and the energy of each layer of the earth as it keeps going deeper and further into the earth, effortlessly though. Seamlessly flowing. And as it reaches this last layer, it is bright and golden yellow, beautifully shiny. Now imagine as you've gone into this bright layer, imagine that this light is running up, back through the spiral, back through this corkscrew. It's going up and up and up. And as it's going up, it feels warm. It's brightening, lightening every single aspect that's around it that it passes by. And now imagine this spiral coming back into your sitting bone where it started. And the power of this beautiful light then connects you to your spine. Now imagine this light, this warmth, this energy, this essence from the inner earth core traveling down your legs. And as it goes down your legs, it's warming. It's clearing any debris, any heaviness. As it goes down your thighs, over your knees, the front and back, warming it, softening it, going through all the nooks and crannies, going down your shin, down your ankles, giving you support and warmth like a hot water bottle, down to the soles of your feet, through your big toe, your second toe, your third toe, and then your little pinky toe. And as your feet are connected to the earth, this beautiful warm energy, it warms and brightens all that's around you as well. You create this beautiful energy field, like a bubble, a ring, a circle around you. And now this beautiful warm light comes back up. Now you're back to where your sitting bone is, and it's traveling up your spine, through your spinal column, through your nervous system, and it goes to your neck. Then it's down your shoulders, warming and softening all the tension, lowering and releasing your shoulders, melting away all of the pressure, anything that's been sitting on your shoulders. It's dissolving it, traveling it away from your body. And then imagine this light going down your arm, across your elbows, down your forearm, down your wrist, through and out of your thumbs and your little finger, your pointer finger, your middle finger, and your ring finger. Clearing everything out of your system. And then imagine this light coming down your chest, softening and melting away any hurt, any frustration, any guilt, any anger that might be sitting there, any tension, any resistance, any fear. The warmth of the light just melts it away. And as it travels down through your lungs, and your life force energy is filled with this beautiful, divine, sacred energy, travels down to your digestive system where you can assimilate and digest all of your nutrients that you eat from your food. And it's all filled with this beautiful divine energy. And then it comes back up through your spinal column, through your neck, softening your jaw, softening your face, letting it just fall and relax, softening your forehead that often sits in tension. Just let it go. Breathe it out as the light travels down your eyes and softens your eyes, travels over your cheeks and your tongue. And now allow the light to go over your brain, almost like a vacuum, clearing every nook and cranny of your brain, clearing the fog, clearing any heaviness, any stagnation, any thoughts that cannot be controlled. Allow the warmth to hold them still. As you breathe in through your nose, allow this energy, this light to dissolve all the armor, the emotional toxin sitting anywhere in your body. You might feel it in a particular space, in your shoulders. Breathe it out. You might feel it in your chest with tension and constriction. Breathe it out. You might feel it sucking in your gut. Breathe it out. You might feel it in your pelvic floor. Let it go and relax. Let your jaw go. Open your mouth slightly. Release the teeth from clenching. Just be. You have permission to let go. And with every exhalation, release, soften, relax, release, soften, and relax. Release, soften, and relax. And allow this beautiful light and this warm energy and this essence to permeate all around your energy field. Let it permeate through the layers of your energetic body. Use it and tap into it. As your physical boundary, you have this beautiful ring of warm, divine and sacred light all around you, protecting you from others, protecting you from situations, protecting you from denseness and any energies that don't match this high vibration. And I want you to come back to this feeling whenever you need to throughout your day. This energy field is around you. Simply by closing your eyes, you can tap back into it. Now I want you to sit in this energy field, in this thought, in this system for as long as you need to. And whenever you're ready to open your eyes and to go about your day with this essence and energy. I'll let the music play on for a little bit longer and stay in this space for as long as you need. Remember that you are connected to this beautiful, sacred, divine energy that connects you to where you have come from, to where you are always a part of, where you have come from, where your absolute truth is. And you have permission to come back to this space whenever and wherever you feel called to. Know that you are a divine, sacred being. Your needs matter, and you know, pizza, and you matter. And you can open your eyes whenever you're ready.